Welcome to Talking Tax's Hill Roundtable, a Bloomberg Tax podcast. We'll sit down with our Hill team to discuss the latest legislative activity dealing with tax. I'm your host, Amanda Icone, and we're excited you're here. Hi, I'm joined today by Bloomberg Tax Capitol Hill reporter Stu Basu.
Hi, glad to be here.
Well, Stu, Congress has the week off for spring break, but there was plenty of action last week on the Hill, starting with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's appearances before both tax writing committees. There are a couple of key themes that came out of those appearances. Stu, walk us through some of the big takeaways.
So that's right, Amanda. Steven Mnuchin finally testified before the Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee. There was, as we know, a back and forth earlier in the year on whether Mnuchin would show up for a January hearing, and he did not. So people were kind of waiting to kind of see what he would say, and they were waiting to see what clues there would be in the hearing that would point to prospects for tax legislation this year. So one of the big things that came out of there, and this is not about tax legislation, is Mnuchin said that he would consider offering more penalty relief to taxpayers who didn't have enough tax withheld from their paychecks last year following in the 2017 tax law overhaul. He specifically said he was exploring the idea of waiving the penalty for individuals who paid 80% of what they owed in 2018. In January, the department said that taxpayers won't face underpayment penalties if they had paid 85% of what they owe. So what this basically means is he's open to giving more relief to taxpayers.
Well, based off of the hearings, it appears that there could be some areas where Democratic leadership and the Trump administration agree and potential for a way forward. What are those areas, Stu?
So one big obvious area is infrastructure. Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal, Democrat from Massachusetts, has long talked about an infrastructure plan. He kicked off the hearing with three potential places for collaboration: infrastructure improvements, the debt ceiling, and multi-employer pension plans. So this is one area where, according to Mnuchin, the Democrats and the Trump administration could find common ground. It's a priority for both, but it remains to be seen where they can come together. For example, there is still no agreement on how to fund such a package and, what elements of the tax code could be used to fund such a package.
Well, Mnuchin also spoke to reporters after these hearings, and he had a number of comments on some various areas that our audience is very interested in, including state and local taxes, the $10,000 cap that's included in the 2017 tax law. Stu, what did he say about that cap?
President Trump has previously mentioned that he's kind of open to looking at it again, and that's what reporters were asking Mnuchin. Mnuchin said that Treasury is looking closely at the impact of the tax law's $10,000 cap on the SALT deductions, but he didn't kind of expand on what he meant. As we know, the change has drawn massive resistance from Democratic lawmakers, especially in high-tax blue states such as California, New Jersey, and New York. But Mnuchin said, we haven't had any specific conversations with the president or anyone else about doing anything on this otherwise, but they're monitoring its impact.
What about the president's tax returns? Did that come up at all?
Yes, it did. As we know, this issue has been animating the Democratic base. And Mnuchin, was asked about it by reporters. And he said, I told the Democrats today that if they had it, I was ready to take it, which basically means that if they had a request for Trump's tax returns, he was ready to take it. The chairman of the tax writing committees are allowed to ask for the president's tax return, and that's what Democrats intend to do, but we don't have a timeline yet.
What about the potential for making technical corrections to the 2017 tax law? There's been a lot of talk about this. Republicans are for it. Democrats have been hesitant. Did the secretary speak about a technical corrections bill?
So Mnuchin seemed very keen on this issue. He told reporters he had talked to congressional leaders on both sides, and he was hoping to fix the errors in the 2017 law. This is something we're very interested in doing, he said. There's a lot of demand. He said this to reporters following his Senate finance hearing. Interesting to note, the same week that this hearing was taking place, Senators Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania, Doug Jones, Democratic Senator from Alabama, unveiled a bill to fix an error known as the retail glitch, which is one of the errors in the 2017 law, which has prevented restaurants and retailers from immediately writing off costs of renovations and improvements. So there is bipartisan agreement to fix some of these errors. Mnuchin is keen on it. We'll have to see what the path forward is, because the Democrats would want to kind of negotiate this so that, you know, they get their pound of flesh.
House lawmakers continue to debate what to do with a set of expired and soon to expire tax breaks known as extenders. There was some updates on that conversation last week. What did we learn?
So my colleague Ali Vesperl was at this subcommittee, Ways and Means subcommittee hearing to discuss temporary tax policy. One thing we learned, Congressman Mike Thompson, who is the chairman of the panel's Select Revenue Measures Subcommittee, he wants the committee to move as quickly as possible on extenders legislation. Dozens of these tax breaks, including provisions for biodiesel and short-line railroad industries, expired at the end of 2017. So, you know, there are discussions ongoing within the committee on how to move these, you know, how to kind of legislate on these tax breaks. So Chairman Richie Neal has, you know, talked about these extenders, and I think he wants to have a kind of a deeper discussion on which of these breaks should be renewed, which ones they should get rid of. We'll know more in the coming weeks about his plan.
Well, thanks, Stu, for the update. I know you'll be monitoring those and many other issues for us. And we'll talk again next week. Stu Basu, Capitol Hill reporter for Bloomberg Tax.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us today on Talking Tax. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Bloomberg Tax and subscribe to our show on iTunes or SoundCloud. Tune in next time for even more analysis on the tax news of the day. From the nation's capital, I'm Amanda Icone.